Oh.
I can speak to Mr. Hill, please. Hi, Kevin. My name's Michael. I'm calling you from MMA Legal with a law firm helping you with your Scottish redress case there.
So, here's a thumb chair, and then perhaps you can hear me for 2 seconds. No, thanks for not.
So my name's Michael. I'm calling you from MMA Legal with a law firm helping you discuss this redress case.
All right, right.
Got a password on your account, Kevin, as football.
Yes.
All right, buddy. Do you have 10 minutes to have a chat with me, Kevin, about
your case?
Okay, thank you. So it's, just let you know, Kevin, all of our calls will be...
Can I just say something, buddy? If you spoke to earlier. That was the first I've ever spoken about it. And then she I was in a bad state. So just thinking about it, animals.
Yeah. Are you okay today, Kevin? Are you okay to have a chat with
me? I can go for a while. I'll do my best for you, pal.
Alright, no problem. Well, look, we'll take this at your pace. If it gets too much, just let me know and we'll pause the call and I'll call
Thank you. Thanks. Because, Paul, I've never spoken with it. The first I spoke about it was without you. And that was 40-odd years ago. Remember?
Yeah, no problem. Just let you know, Kevin, all of our calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes.
That's fine, Paul.
My role isn't so much to drag you over your time in care, Kevin. You've already been through that with Billy and our
colleagues.
My role is more to understand, your time since you were in these institutions longer again.
Uh-huh.
And the trauma you faced in there, how that has had an effect on you into your adult life. You know, it's stuff that I can...
It's hard. An absolute massive effect. I don't go out of the house anymore. I'm on antidepressants. I tried to kill myself 3 times, and it didn't work. And my dignity,
Have you spoken to anybody about your time here? And obviously you said you haven't spoken to anyone for a long time.
No. Are you kidding me? I'm just saying. No, I tell a few people, I feel ashamed. And now, the worst part, it will never, ever, ever go away. But we need to know this.
Hopefully it gets easier.
I'm crying, and my mum and dad just stay at the corner. They help me, and also they help.
Yeah. I'm just looking at your statement now. It's kind of horrendous what you went through.
I don't understand. People actually hang themselves in long again because of that.
Yeah, no, we know, yeah, we have had reports on long again before.
Oh, it'd be horrible, pal, honestly, it really is.
We have a few clients in who have been in there, should we say? The suicide attempt that you mentioned, Kevin, did you
understand? I tried to do it four times and it didn't work.
Did you end up in hospital?
At one point, with my depression, because my depression was really bad. I get put into the rooms of hospital.
Okay.
And I'm on the antidepressant. They help a bit, but it's always still going to be there for, you know what I mean? I just I think the same thing right now. I don't let these bastards win.
Okay. Okay, so I won't drag you through it again. What I'll do is
it's okay, pal, when you go everything else I'll answer for.
I know, I guess I am. Thank you, I do appreciate
it.
What I'm gonna do for you, Mr. Hill, is I'm gonna write to your GP, I'm gonna write to the Elka hospital that you were in. Gather as much evidence as I can for you, as well as the
treatment
stuff and
long again.
Gathered all that information for you and paint a picture, Kevin, of you know what is you obviously in care.
Aye, but obviously she's a paperwork for long again. It's not going to say I get sexually abused and physically abused. No,
of course it's not.
But the worst thing at all, right, he's senior officer.
Yeah.
They knew it was happening, and then fuck all.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll never forget his name, never.
No. I don't blame you either. So I've got the Elka Hospital here in Dalmington. Is that where you say that?
What's that?
The Elka Hospital.
I've got it. I was in there. I told you my depression was through the roof. And the doctor, Gene, I was going from my pit to apply for my pit.
Yeah.
He's going to see somebody, right? And the doctor sent him, saying, Mr. Howe has got PTSD.
PTSD.
Roughly
what year was he in the Elka Hospital for, Kevin?
What was that in for?
Roughly what year?
I have not got a clue.
Okay.
My wife died 10 years, so it's at least 10 years anyway.